This morning, when we go before the Lord and delve into His Word, we're going to be talking about Christian love. But before we do that, I'd like for us to all take a minute. We're going to have a moment of silent prayer for baby Bella Rood and for her family, for Daniela, for strength for her, for Abby, and for Kim Hannabon. You know, the Lord has been merciful, and we have proof of that this morning that Linda's with us, and we're so glad of that. He's so good to us. Let's go to Him and raise these people up in prayer, and after about 30 seconds, I'll close in prayer, if you'll bow with me. Heavenly Father, You've told us that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. We thank You for answering our prayers, for being so merciful and kind and loving in our lives. We lift up this morning baby Bella Rood to You and her family. Heal her quickly, Lord. Let them be back among us and let us share the joy of her life as she grows up. Be with Daniela and give her peace and strength and comfort. We know that she's a fighter and will continue to do so. Give her strength, Lord. Be with Abby as she fights this disease that she got on the mission field working for You, and heal her quickly, Lord, that she might be strong for many more years for You. Be with Kim Hannabon. She's gaining strength. We know that it's because of prayers and Your blessings, and we ask that You might continue to heal her quickly. We thank You for Your mercy, Your grace, and Your love in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Christian love. You know, there's a lot of talk about love. A wise man, or at least he got this right, once said, "All you need is love." Maybe you know him, John Lennon. Well, I think we can find a better source to talk about love. He got that right, but there was a lot of things he got wrong. But we have a source that gets it exactly right, God's Word. You know, the most common definition that I hear when people talk about God's love is an intelligent goodwill toward our fellow man. And I think that's right, up to a point. But you know, it lacks something. When you were young and you had a sweetheart, did you want them to say to you, "You know, I've considered this and I've analyzed it from every angle, and I think I'm about halfway in love with you, and I'm sure that through the years I might get to like you even a little better"? Wouldn't that excite you? Well, you know, God looks at us the same way when all we have is that intelligent goodwill. Christ was a passionate Lord, and He still is today. And He expects the same from us. Our passion should be for Christ's love and His kingdom. Not just our intelligence. Yes, He wants that, but He wants our love. He wants our passion. He wants our determination to serve Him. I'm going to read from John 14, 9 through 13. "As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. Just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command," hear that, "my command love each other as I have loved you. Now, we're talking about the Christ that cleared the temple. We're talking about the Christ that died on the cross for us. And we're supposed to love like he loved. Jesus willingly died on that cross because he loved us that much. We should have that kind of love for everyone. Think of how the world would change. What a better world we would live in. And you may be seeing, well, that's all well and good, you know. But I don't see many examples of that in this world we live in. Let me share a story with you. True story. There's a country duet that sings on RFD TV, and they've become quite popular. Joey and Rory. And I really like their music, but that's beside the point. They had, about a year and a half ago, their first child together. Rory was a single dad before they got married and had two older daughters. They named the baby Indiana, and she was born mongoloid. But they were thankful because God gave them a child. They loved that child. And then just a few months after that, Joey got the news from her doctor that she's fighting cervical cancer. And her one worry was for that child. What would happen if she passed away? Her oldest stepdaughter came to her, put her arm around her, and said, "Don't worry about that. You worry about you. She's my sister, and I love her, and I'll take care of her." Excuse me. That story breaks my heart because that's what love is. Taking care when the other person can't. Sharing God's love when the other person can't. At times we're all weak and unable to take care of ourselves. We share God's love with those that need it. And there's a world out there that needs it. You know, if we could muster and understand love like Christ had, we would absolutely change this world tomorrow. It would begin and never stop. So let's look at a little bit of scripture that tells us what love is. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Love is active, not just words. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and have thought I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I have my body be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. And if you want an example of that, think of Christ on the cross. He asked for forgiveness for the very people that were crucifying him. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. If we could have that kind of love. The message is a very strong one. God thinks love is important. Think of how much of the scripture is wrapped around God's love for us and that he died to give us hope. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, it says, Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage, strong. Do everything in love. Do everything in love. Love is not a noun, it's a verb. If we say we love someone and turn around and walk away, we don't love them. If we help them when they have a need, that's love. You know, the world could be different if we shared love. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 says, "The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." Get it? It says command, not optional. Love is a command. We're to love each other and the world as Christ loved us. Not optional. Love needs a carrier. You know, if you get a letter and it says, "I love you," and there's no signature, you say, "Oh, that's nice." In this world, we're God's carriers. We need to put our signature on God's love and show it to the world. You ever just be somewhere where somebody did something kind for somebody that you didn't expect? I was in a restaurant, I guess it's been a week ago now. It was a McDonald's, and this lady came running through and went and pounded on the men's bathroom door. And I thought, "Whoa, what's going on here?" And she's yelling at the guys inside, "You come out, come out, come out. There's a lady who wants to buy your meals." Well, three guys came out, and they were firemen. And this lady had just seen that they were firemen and decided she wanted to buy their meals. A little bitty thing. Random act of kindness. Random act of love. Christians should be generous. We should be loving, and we should be generous with that love. You know, being generous with your dollars may profiteth you nothing if you don't have love. We just read that in the scriptures. Being generous with your love profiteth you greatly in God's kingdom. Love is a verb, and as for me, I think I need to work a little harder at making it a verb. You know, I didn't share this message with you because I think this church is unloving. Just the opposite. Ferris has always been loving, loving, loving. What I'm saying is, let's use it. Take that strong point that we have as a church, take it into the world, and let's change our community and our world for Christ. One more scripture, and then I'm going to close. John chapter 3, very familiar, verses 16 and 17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Christ was so passionate in his love for us that he was crucified to save us. That's our example of love to share with the world. Share it with someone you love. You know, if there's one here this morning that hasn't had the opportunity to take Christ into their life and to embrace that love and to become part of Christ's kingdom, we'd like to offer that opportunity this morning as we sing our song of invitation. Please come down and join us, and we'll talk to you about that want in your life.